'Twas the night before Christmas, when in many a house all the creatures were stirring, including the mouse. All their stockings were hung, but not over here, in the hope that St. Nicholas would not reappear. My children were snuggled in my ex's beds, where I wondered what visions danced in their heads. Their mum in her mischief left me with a gap, and settled my girls away from my lap. When out on the street there arose noise and clatter, so I jumped out of bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I ran with a dash, tore open the curtains to witness abashed the street lights shining on a festive road show, and a luster of fun about the people below. So what to my saddened eyes did appear but a scene celebrating that time of year, with a tipple of brandy so lively and quick, I knew in a moment they were toasting St. Nick. But not in this house, my mind thought aflame, as through clenched teeth I swore at his name. No Dasher, no Dancer, no Prancer, no Vixen, no Comet, no Cupid, no Donner, no Blitzen. Be gone from my porch, do not lean on my wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. I screamed through the window, with tears in my eyes. Looking up to the heavens, I cried out, why, on this day of all days, could I not share with you the joy when you open all your toys too? And then in a twinkling I saw in my mind the prancing and cheering at each little find, as I drew in my head and was churning around the joy of St. Nicholas' celebrations unbound. Then in rushed the real world with a stamp of my foot, when I looked across the room where the trees would have stood. No toys in their wrappings or lights shining full, no turkey or stuffing or crackers to pull. My gaze lowered, my mood wasn't merry, as my cheeks glowered with a temper of fury, my scornful thin lips drawn down like a bow, my unshaven chin gave my face a shadow, the stump of a roll-up held tight in my teeth, and the smoke rung around me like a funeral wreath. My thin face and middle-aged pot belly that shook when I cried like a sad bowl of jelly. I'm chubby, I thought, loathing myself. I looked as sad and as loathsome as Harry's house elf. I rubbed my eyes, shook my head. That day had arrived. I was fearing with dread. I spoke not a word, so my mind set to work, feeling worthless and hopeless, a useless jerk. Then a ring broke the silence. My mind froze, but with a nod, the better side of me chose to spring to my phone and answer its whistle. And at the other end, my daughter's excitement bristled, and I heard them exclaim with all their might, "Happy Christmas, Daddy! Did you have a good night?"